The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
The state of California is trying its best to be the first state in the U.S. to ban gas vehicles by the year 2035.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in California. Like in Tennessee, housing prices went up here and everyone's like, it's the Californians. They're all leaving California to come here because there's no state tax. You don't get taxed about a bunch of other little things. Mm-hmm. And it's a crazy place. I used to live there. I can say that. It's a crazy place.
Well, it's sounding like it. And they're spiraling more into the crazy. So they want to ban the gas vehicles. But to make this happen, they need to deal with the problems they're already experiencing. Because of the heat wave they're currently in, the electrical grid is being taxed when it comes to keeping all the AC units running to keep people cool. But residents who own electric vehicles are being told, hey, don't charge your car as much because you might cause a rolling blackout.
Yeah, hey, remember when we wanted you all to get electric cars because fossil fuels were bad? Oh, yeah, don't charge your car, by the way.
Like, what are people supposed to do?
It's lunacy. They actually are taking steps to... they can throttle or your thermostat in your home. They can actually affect that.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
My wife's cousin lives out there, and there were talks about that, and they're like, oh no. But yeah. Newsom, man, Governor Newsom, he's running amok.
Well, now state officials are trying something else to help with this whole electric car situation. They just passed a bill that states they will award any California resident a $1,000 tax credit if they will get rid of their car and use public transportation instead. Which, by the way, many residents claim that even if everybody took this deal and
right.
were like, okay, let's go with public transportation. Right. That wouldn't even be able to handle the demand.
No, because they need more public transportation, which consumes more energy.
So they should be using that money instead of a tax credit. They should be putting that into public transportation, actually making it where it's doable.
Right, yeah, because no, trust me, again, I lived out there. No one wants to use public transportation in California. Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah, so, it's a mess altogether.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I get why people are leaving California in droves. My friends cousin's electric bill. What do you think you pay for electric every even during the hot summer months where you're running all the time, Rock?
80
bucks. Oh, that's great. Okay, mine is like 200 for my house, and it's, you know, it's 2,000 square foot house. Okay,
yeah.
My neighbor or my cousin in California, $730 a month per month.
No.
Yeah, for electric, and then what was the other thing? 300 for water.
Holy cow. No wonder people don't want to be there.
Exactly, exactly. But the weather's great. Oh, yeah, and earthquakes. Yeah, I would leave too. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show, and we're going to do a little one-word Labor Day weekend. So it encompasses your whole Labor Day weekend. What is one word that you would use to describe it? I'll go first. I've got a little musical clip for mine, okay?
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
My one word is wobble. Wobble is my word.
On Labor Day?
Yeah, on Labor Day. Wobble.
I mean, my first thoughts go to maybe a diet situation.
Okay.
Where you caught yourself wobbling more than you should.
And I'm like, I need to lose some weight. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you should, but that's the only thing I can think of. I can't think of what else it could be.
All right, that's not it, Gavin.
Okay, so my guess is that you explained that you did just a notorious amount of physical labor this weekend.
Yeah.
You even explained like a bike riding situation. I think that after pushing yourself too hard while working on your deck, you felt dehydrated because you don't drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Yep.
And afterwards, you found yourself finished with the work and wobbling close to passing out due to dehydration.
I've actually seen this in person where we went to Ghana, Africa.
Yeah.
He worked on this like hut or something all by himself, didn't drink an ounce of water, and was on the grips of death.
Passed out, I'm lucky to be here today telling you this story. Gavin is absolutely right.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
You did it again?
Yes, I didn't learn apparently. Even though I drank tons of water, I was redecking my porch. I found my limit. And I stepped over it, and then that was it. Like, I was working. I was down to, like, literally needing to get one more nail in. I was going to remove one and get one in. I had to get that finished. Because you know how I am. I have to finish.
Yep.
And I almost passed out twice getting inside.
Oh my God.
I'm just drenched with sweat. I go inside. I'm yelling for Marty to bring me a towel so I can lay down on the floor.
Oh, good
she
grief.
Can't hear me. She's in the shower. I'm like, Marty! Marty! And I'm just dying. So I lay there for about probably a good 30 minutes.
Drink like, any water?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I drink regular water, too.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I got to do that one nail. So I get up. I walk into the garage, and I get some of my stuff ready. I walk around, and my wife's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. And I walk around the corner of the house. And then the next thing I know, I hear her voice from the back of the house going, where are you? Because she went out the back to meet me in the back.
Uh-huh.
I went down on the side of the house.
No way.
Boom, down. Like, everything got fuzzy. I was almost out. And I
Dude.
Had, yeah, it was bad. I had my legs up against a wall.
You have got to get it together.
I know. It was a two-man job that I made a one-man job. And it was so hot. And so then I'm about, like, I'm just dead. And she's like, all right, this is enough.
Yeah.
We are going inside, and you're going to take a rest. I'm like, I got one nail to do. And to my credit, I finished that nail. And it was almost a death nail for me, a nail in my coffin, but I did it.
You're the only one that's happy about this situation at all.
No, that made me
Kidney
so happy.
Kidney stones, you say, yeah, that you deal so with.
I lost 5.5 pounds.
From sweat alone?
I don't understand how that happened.
You need help.
Yeah, oh yeah, I needed help doing that deck, but I don't have any good friends
in
my life.
You wouldn't have accepted it. It's a one-man job.
That's very true. So there you go, that's mine. Wobble, what is yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. It's one word, Labor Day. We'll do yours now. What do you got?
Testimony.
Okay, I am going to say that you heard somebody's amazing testimony at church, and you thought, man, I wish I had done more bad things in my life so I'd have a great testimony like that.
Well, you're close. It wasn't at church.
Oh, you were part of a jury, and you heard someone's testimony, and you're like, nah, guilty. Guilty is charged. And you sent someone to jail.
No. I did hear people's testimony of coming to Jesus, but it was at a barbecue.
Oh, that's cool. Like, what'd you guys have? I'm sorry. It's the wrong thing to focus on. I'm like, what kind of meat did you eat? What was the most interesting person you heard their testimony?
It was a sailor who, when he was in his 20s, he smoked pot every night because he couldn't sleep and drank. And a friend of ours told him, you need to learn about Jesus. And he kind of blew them off. But then he went back to his ship. And one of the guys looked straight at him and said, you're going to hell. That night, he said, I guess I do need Jesus to come into my heart. So we did ask him. And the next day, he gave his cigarettes and his weed away to all his buddies.
Yeah, you probably should have thrown the stuff away instead of giving it away. Just a thought. But you know what? Baby steps.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. I feel like I took over everything with my one-word weekend. I told a very long story about passing out while making a deck. I pushed myself. I found my limits. And I was curious. Rock, did you have a good one-word weekend that we could guess?
Yes. Okay. My one word is Howard.
Howard?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, there's an old movie. There's an old movie called Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Oh.
I am going to say, did I just take yours?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you went on a Netflix rabbit hole and somehow found Howard the Duck, and you watched that movie that no one has seen in a million years.
No.
Oh,
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
I was really hoping I was right. Howard the Duck. I don't even I just remember that about it.
No.
I can't even think of, like, too many. Oh.
You got another cat named Howard.
That would be a great name for a
cat. That would be a good cat name, right?
But that's not it.
Come here, Howard. Okay, what happened?
Okay, so a bunch of friends and I, we decided to do a 60-minute escape. It's the escape room.
Oh, yeah.
That Colton Dixon's dad runs.
You went to the ones in Murfreesboro.
Oh, those are so good.
They are good.
Okay, so we did the one that has to do with Pharaoh's tomb or whatever.
Yes.
And they give you a book of clues. But what was so funny is we weren't communicating well. There was like seven of us in this little room. And so there's one clue that's like, Howard has passed. And so my friend Kelsey kept saying it over and over because everybody's like, what? And it was just so funny because she kept saying, Howard has passed.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Now I have to ask you. Okay, that's when you had to be there. Did you escape?
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, with only seconds to spare.
Now, can I remind you that
I did nothing.
But can I remind you of the conversation we had with Colton Dixon's dad when we were there for the axe throwing, and he showed us all of the tricks in that room?
He did not.
He did.
He did
he
not.
He showed us the major
he
one.
Did
yes,
not.
He did.
No, he
and
didn't.
And I even said, at that moment, like what, a year ago, even said, I bet you we could come back here and none of us would remember. Shown us, and we would get stuck in here, and that's exactly what happened.
I didn't even remember talking to him
about it. I'm like a prophet over here. Well, I'm glad you escaped.
Monday school is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
I know it's Tuesday, but this is a really important Monday school for somebody that's probably listening or in this room. I don't know. We live in a very fast-paced, instant gratification society, so it's no wonder we've become impatient. So it was on patience, right, Rock? I know you.
Me?
Yeah.
No, you. I hope you were listening.
I did. I paid attention for people in my life who aren't patient. 50% of people leave a website if they aren't finding what they're looking for in 3 seconds. Like, that's how fast it is for us. And I get it.
Yeah.
Even TikTok is wasting my time now.
And I'll tell you what really makes me angry is getting on YouTube and they have those 5-second ads. I'm like, those 5 seconds are the longest seconds of my life.
Remember when Amazon, you'd get stuff in a few days and you were excited? Now, if it's not arriving by tomorrow, I don't order it.
Right.
I mean, literally, I'm like, I'm not getting this.
Yeah, I'm like, unless it's on Prime, I don't want it.
Exactly. In Proverbs, it says, whoever is patient has great understanding, but whoever is quick-tempered displays folly. I've lived this out. I have lived this out in so many ways in my life. Not the patient part and the wisdom, but the folly. Because I'll go off half-cocked. I'll have half the information. I don't let that stop me. My passion takes over. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, this is really an important Monday school. I think for a lot of us, man, because if you boil down a lack of patience, it's because it's all about me. That's we're putting ourselves and our needs above others, and we want everything on our time frame. And we even do this with God, too, because patience is ultimately entitlement. Mm. And I'm like, I get it,
the
man.
Lack of patience is
exactly. Exactly. And so it's funny because I listened to the sermon on patience, and I found myself growing impatient during it, going, this is great, but let's skip forward to the part where you get to helping me. Okay? Mm. Yeah. So, again, I got a problem. And the irony is we want patience, but we want it now. And it doesn't come that easy.
True. And I never thought about how impatience is selfish. I've never thought about that, but it is true.
Oh, yeah. To truly have patience, we have to have a bigger perspective. This is what the pastor was getting at. Mm-hmm. As you want to try to work through this, if you're a very impatient person, maybe this helps. Like, how many times have you been frustrated by a car accident that has things backed up, and all you can think about is how this is inconveniencing you? I can't get to where I need to go. It's driving me nuts. But I find when I get up there and I see the damage and I take a minute to understand how bad these people's day just become, and even maybe pray for them, it takes the focus off my problem and my schedule and me, and it puts it where it needs to be. It's that bigger godly perspective, and that definitely helps. Like, you're like, oh man, I spent 10 minutes being really frustrated about something, and this person's having a way worse day than me.
Right. And that, I'll remind you of this later when you're
No, please don't. Like, that's what I don't
having
need.
Having another, you know, mantrum.
Yeah, oh, I know. Trust me. We need to take ourselves and our desires out of the center and put God there. The key to patience is trust. When you break it all down, this is another part I thought was cool. Do we trust God as a plan? When we feel like we've been passed over for something at work, or our spouse isn't loving us like we want to be loved, if we trust God is at work, that will lead us to a greater amount of patience in our lives, because patience ultimately is about believing that we need to be in control or lack of patience because no one else is.
Mm. So,
there you go.
Wisdom.
Hopefully that helps out you and, well, and Betty with the little thing called patience.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So most moms take that mandatory back-to-school photo of their kids, you know, to remember that day and then post it for everyone to see on the internet. I know my wife did it for years.
And the kids hate it, especially as they get older. They're like, Mom, come on.
But one mom did this, but hers came with a message for other moms to consider. See, her daughter is 15, and she wrote, Lucy started her first day of high school, and it's her first day back at a district after spending 6 years at home for kids with special needs, or like a school for kids with special needs. She's been nervous and has been a wreck all summer. Because, she's worried about going back to school and being made fun of. She says she's scared the kids will make fun of her because she has cerebral palsy. She's worried they'll make fun of her smaller right hand that doesn't open, or the way she walks, or that her body isn't shaped like everyone thinks it should be. Please consider, this is the part that I thought was interesting. Please consider taking the time to teach your kids about other kids like Lucy. Teach them that Lucy has challenges every day that seem almost insurmountable, but the one thing she wants most is to be loved, valued, and accepted just like everyone else. I think that's really good, like to, because a lot of times kids, they don't think of the human toll of this. They see a target, you know, and they don't see the person. So I think that, like, reinforcing in your kids, look, these are other kids like you. They have the same emotions, and you're not better than anybody. You know, you're differently blessed, and so be mindful of that, you know. And she says, so teach your kids that they have an incredible power to build people up or tear them down, and they make choices that affect others every day. So be brave and reach out to those who look lonely.
Oh, yeah. I love that, because, you know, as a mom, you know, she's probably worried about her daughter as well, dropping her off at school, but knowing that she could find friends, you know, like, and just to know too, like, the kids have the power. They have that power. They can befriend someone and help them along the way.
And here's the best part of the story. It says, you know, she was being proactive in this letter. It blows up on the internet. So now it's going way beyond her community and other people looking at it and reading it to their kids going, hey, remember this today, you know, and I love that, because here's the cool thing. Since starting school, Lucy has three words to describe her experience so far, and it's, I love it.
Like, oh,
you're like, that's a win-win right there.
That's
so
precious.
There you go.
You know, the World Wide Web can be a mess, but I'm glad I saw this on the internet.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And I know the internet, it has its problems and its issues, but every once in a while you're scrolling around and you see something, you're like, oh my goodness, it breaks your heart, but in all the right ways. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, so there was this video of this mom sloth. Yes, you heard me right.
Yep.
It was a mom sloth.
The reason Betty's telling the story is, I don't know if I could get through it.
You're going to get overclipped.
Yes.
With emotion. There was a mom sloth, and she was up in a tree. She had been separated from her baby. Yeah. And a caretaker found the baby on the ground, and she picked up the baby, and they played sounds of a baby sloth to attract the mom's attention. The mom slowly, of course, comes down.
She was in no hurry.
comes down the tree, and you see the caretaker lift up the baby, and I mean, it just it dives into its mother.
Yeah.
And the mom takes it, and it's like they embrace and they hug.
Just folds it and wraps it in a hug.
It was beautiful.
And it was all captured in slow motion. Like, that's what's amazing. You got to see every effect, every emotion.
Not by the camera's operation, but by the sloth. Yes.
The sloth probably came down and was like, hey, that thing has been crying all day. I put it down there for a reason. So you.
Anyway.
Watch it.
The video is precious.
For.
But Wally crying through the whole thing was not.
A while. It did, man. It got me.
It was really
cute.
It
melted my heart. So what is the last thing you saw on the internet that broke your heart, but in a good way, okay? Because I know the internet gets a well-deserved bad reputation.
But there are really cute videos out there of animals as well as kids doing really cute things.
All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. That's if a sloth did this job.
We got it.
Okay, good. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your story about the last time the internet broke your heart in a good way. Has that happened to you?
Yes, it has. Actually, last night I was actually watching Facebook videos, and it was two veterans. He was an elderly man, and the younger one was trying to help him out, and the elderly man said, "You're not going to let me help you out." And he stood up, and he saluted the other one.
Oh, I love military stuff.
Yeah.
Those military homecomings.
Those will get you. Yeah, anything to do with the elderly is precious.
Betty loves the elderly, and it's kind of a catch-22. She's gotten much more patient and kind with me, which means I'm getting older, but I'll take it.
They're there, Wally. I mean, they're there, Wally!
I hate you.
Natalie said, and I remember seeing this video, the video of an elderly gentleman meeting his pen pal of 9 years, a young woman in the Army.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes. So they both cried and hugged, and they told each other they loved each other.
Yeah.
It was just sweet because you know elderly people are lonely, and to have that pen pal just means so much. Yeah, that brings a tear to your eye. Kim mentioned the video. You know the one about they found a dog that was real skinny in that cave? They were like spelunking.
Yes.
Yeah. And they found that dog that had been down there for months.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how. And they were able to rescue it and get it back to its owner.
Oh. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Gosh, those are good things. Jamie kind of missed the
point.
The point.
Okay. I love when people do that.
Jamie said, I cried when I saw the secret to making a good pot roast in a smoker.
Oh, absolutely. No, she did not miss the point at all. I think Jamie might be the most on point. I get it. And I'm hungry. So what is that for you, Josh?
I saw a video of a woman police officer becoming a police officer. And on that day, her son, who is a sergeant in the Army, hadn't seen him in 2 years, showed up on her becoming a police officer.
Oh.
You talk about tears blowing, man. That was awesome.
That's cool, man. Now, do you have either in your family, like military or police?
We do have military all over our family, and it's an amazing day when they get to come home, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. If you've ever experienced that, I can only imagine how much deeper the meaning those videos have for you in your life. You know, like Gavin grew up as a military kid. And you watch those videos and just like, gah.
I do because my dad, he didn't serve on tour for a long time, but he spent like 3 months in Qatar on like a special assignment.
That he can't talk about?
Yeah, I don't know what he did over there.
Oh my gosh, I gotta meet your dad. I've never met your dad.
But I was like 6 years old, and when he came home, I was bawling.
Can your dad kill me with his thumb?
Oh, no, he's too nice for that.
Okay, all right, well, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bummed. He was a cook, wasn't he?
No.
Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing. But I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. this lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child. Yeah, my bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They are faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Getting the facts mostly right.
Even Woody and Buzz got under each other's plastic.
Wasn't Woody made out of cloth?
Yeah, I appreciate you, mate, but now's not the time.
That's our commitment to you. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Trends are always something that are of the time that they are in right now. So you have something from...
So wait, let me see if I can get to what you're saying here. A trend is something that lasts temporarily and moves on. Trends are very trendy.
I don't think I really understand what a trend is.
Yeah, please explain more to me about trends, guys.
Are trends now? Are trends later?
No, if you want a trend now, you have to experience it this second because it will not be a trend in a minute.
Is a trending trend?
Yeah.
Is a trend trending when I'm trending?
Yeah, the minute that left his mouth, he was like, oh, I know. It's going to be open season. So what were you trying to say?
Well, okay. I was just going to say that there are...
Trends are trendy.
Oh, man. How do I do this job?
Not well. No.
Whoa. Okay, shots fired.
Get your confidence back. Get your confidence back.
He's going to cry in the bathroom later. Stop.
I know, okay. Betty. Stop. Give the guy a break.
Okay. Speaking of trends...
There you go. Nailed it.
I found this list of things that were socially acceptable...
Like back making fun of people that you work with.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So tough. Things that were acceptable in 2002, 20 years ago.
Okay.
Which is a time frame in which you guys were living your young adult life and your...
Middle-aged life.
Yeah.
I was still in high school.
2020?
2002? Wait.
2002?
2002?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Were you really?
Guys, starting to offend me.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were older than this.
And
I
was still in high school.
And I was only like 7 years old. Yeah. So I'm curious what you guys would think of these trends back in 2002 that wouldn't be acceptable.
What's a trend again?
I think you guys covered it pretty well. Okay, here we go. First thing on this list, going out without a cell phone.
Oh, yes.
Did you have cell phones back then? I'm so curious.
I shared one with my mom. It was a brick.
It drives me crazy, and I don't see how people do it, but my wife will go somewhere and we'll get like halfway there. She'll go, I forgot my phone. How? That is as vital as my keys and my pants, like when I leave the room, you know?
If you had to choose between the pants or the phone.
I'm taking the phone, because then I could call and order some pants. Like, see?
Oh, man. Okay, faux hawks. Which is like that little... Kind of like
hair does that. I'm still rocking a faux hawk.
Yeah, say it was so it was acceptable in 2002. It's not anymore.
Oh, really? I did have it cut recently so that it's a little less faux hawky and more slanty to one side. But yeah, it still would count as a faux hawk.
Okay, and then staying on hair, frosted tips. Back in 2002,
big in the boy bands,
the Justin Bieber the Justin Timberlake thing.
Yeah, I almost went platinum one time.
Yes!
I wish.
The only way I would do that now is if I lost a bet. But I almost.
Good to know.
Nope, didn't say that. Let's go back to trends.
No.
I guarantee you something that's trending is a 53. That's not trending is a 53-year-old with a platinum blonde dyed hair.
You know what's also not trending is a 53-year-old that's still wearing loop earrings.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The pirate in me won't die.
Just let it.
Yeah. Well, I'm still myself. That's okay.
Is that what your wife tells
me? I know. She lets me be me every once in a while. No, I think I would have gotten rid of them. My wife told me to keep them.
Sure, sure.
And I listen to her because I love her. Yeah.
So if we tell you to get rid of them.
Doesn't matter. Okay. But if my wife tells me, I'll listen to her. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. You remember how great it was when you were a kid to get that gold star? And usually it was like up on a board at school or at home. And like, yes!
Yeah, it means you're winning. Yeah, you're winning at life.
Yeah, and so I was thinking, I think adults need gold stars in their lives as well. Just like for things that go unnoticed or unrecognized by other people. For example... Huh. Years ago, probably 6 years ago, I got pulled over on my way to work for driving 50 in a 40, okay? Mm-hmm. It's 4 in the morning. There's no one around. I'm just trying to get to work. Mm-hmm. Cop pulls me over and it's like, hey, do you know how fast you were going? I said, fast enough to get you to pull me over, I'm sure.
Oh, it's a smart aleck.
But no, I was kidding. Yeah, I was like,
he knew that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to get to work and blah, blah, blah. And he was so kind.
Okay.
Like, he goes, hey, you know, just slow down. And so ever since then, when I get on that road, I set my cruise control to 40 or 39. And I drive that road every day. And every month or so, that cop is sitting out there, and I'm hoping he's pulling other people over just to make myself feel better. But every time I pass him, I'm thinking, hey, look at me. I'm doing what you trained me. I'm doing the speed limit. I should get a gold star for this. One day I would not even be mad if you pulled me over, walked up to the car and said, sir, thank you for doing the speed limit. Here's your gold star. That's what I'm looking
for. Are you saying that a gold piece of paper that's sticky on the back of it in the shape of a celestial thing?
Yeah, star, yeah.
That would make a difference for you.
Yes, because it shows that he appreciates that I learned a lesson and that I am doing it every day.
For obeying the actual law.
Correct. For doing what normal people should do. I want a gold star. Yes. So 855-33-WAY-FM. I sent some skepticism in the room about the need of this, but I guarantee you there are other people, Rock and Gavin, that believe that they deserve a gold star for something in their life too as an adult. Okay?
Okay.
I firmly believe this. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the gold star you want? And I will give you an audible gold star, no matter what it is, and you're going to feel better about your life. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's yours? So, Aisha, what would yours be for?
I want a gold star for following the rules and being a courteous driver in the school drop-off line every morning.
Yes, because that's a place you can lose your faith. That and driving out of a church parking lot.
Yes, and I clap and laugh every day when I see the police pulling over the rule breakers and giving them tickets.
Oh, I know. There is a twisted side of you that feels really good about that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Aisha? Boom, gold star. You just got one.
Well done,
Aisha.
Gold
star for you.
Woo!
All right, Julie, you're up. What is your adult gold star that you would like?
I want a gold star because I take care of all the animals in my house, and I didn't pick a single one of them.
You are just like my wife. We walked into PetSmart. They were doing pet adoption one day, and I wanted Sir Doodle the poodle because he was adorable. And she was like, look, you get Sir Doodle, I'm going to end up taking care of it. I'll be feeding it. I'll be walking it. I'm like, that means that's the best pet ever for me. And as a result, Sir Doodle the poodle went home with somebody else because, like you, she had to do all the work.
Yeah.
Is that frustrating when you do all the work and then someone else comes home and the dog plays with them?
No, I'm excited because otherwise the dog is following me into the bathroom.
Oh. Well, there you go. Gold star for you.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you.
Bethany, what is a gold star that you think you should get as an adult?
I deserve a gold star because yesterday I cleaned out my fridge for the first time in 6 months. And it was a neat clean.
That feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, although a biohazard sign for the fridge might have been appropriate.
I get it. I found mustard in my fridge from
2009. Wow, that should be in the Guinness book.
What was the grossest thing you found?
Celery that had been marinating for quite a bit.
Well, see, I will never have that problem. There will never be celery in my fridge. Bethany, well, you know what? You put in the work. You're getting a gold star today.
Woo! Thank you.
All right, Sandra, you're up. What do you want a gold star for?
I want a gold star for being the mom who goes out in the middle of the night to get your kid something for school that they forgot to tell you until the last minute.
Yeah.
But my kid went to school this morning with brand new cowboy boots and rocking the homecoming week.
Nice. You know what? That's what moms do. Great moms make it happen. You know, my mom was like that too. I remember dropping on her, oh, hey, mom, real quick, I told him that you would make cookies for school tomorrow. How many do I need? I'm 108. And, you know, how much time do I have? The morning, you know, but she would get it done.
Exactly. Moms do what moms got to do.
That's right. So you're getting a mom gold star today,
Woo-hoo!
Girl. Nicely done.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Jennifer, you're up. Gold star. What do you want it for?
You know what?
I put my grocery cart away every single time.
Yes, even when you're way away, you take it and you put it up because that's what you're supposed to do as a responsible human being.
Yes, and you know what? I grab all the others on the way too.
Oh, she's a saint.
I feel like I deserve multiple stars.
No, you're up for sainthood. That's next level. That's beyond star quality there. Well, Jennifer, thank you for being on with us today.
Have a great day.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we're doing a little photo op here. It's where I take the phones of everyone on the show and take the last picture that they took and say, hey, tell me the story about this. We post them at wayfm.com if you want to see those as well. Betty Rock, let's start with you. Describe your photo and then what's going on.
Okay, so it's the picture of someone's car. It's not mine, but someone's SUV. I saw it in a parking lot that it was the only car there. I was walking in this local park with my roommate, and I saw this car just sitting by itself. And so it's down by a creek area. Her and I like to go down there and see the water. So we did. And when we went down there, I noticed no one was there.
Ooh.
And so I thought, wait a minute, where's the owner of this car?
Yeah.
Well, I have watched enough Dateline.
Oh, for sure.
I know enough to know this could be the start of something bad.
Oh, yeah.
So what I did was, what if that SUV belongs to a victim?
Okay.
A possible victim.
Sure.
So what I did was, as we were leaving the creek area, I took a picture of that car with the license plate so that I could have a timestamp. If I saw the news and they said there's a local missing woman and she drives this certain car, I would have been like, I saw it and I have a photo.
Oh, my goodness. The fact that your mind goes to all those levels proves that you are watching way too much Dateline.
True, but I'm also helping others.
I would love it, though, if there's some other person in that park that's watching you take the picture of a car that's taking a picture of you doing that because they're like, that girl looked sus. Uh-huh.
Inception.
Yes, exactly. All right, Gavin, what's yours?
You've got a 2-foot-tall inflatable pool and a couple plates of frozen burritos.
Well, those look good.
And is so that this you was, and your wife?
This was our idea of a budget-friendly afternoon.
Oh,
because my
go.
Wife wanted a pool. That's the pool we can afford.
There you go.
We want good food. That's the food we can't afford.
You know what? You just crop in a little tighter on that so you don't see the inflatable nature of that pool, and you could post me and my wife hanging out by our pool.
There you go.
And you're a rock star at that point, just eating burritos, living my best life. Mine, it looks like an artsy picture of maybe the woods or something like that. It actually is a photo taken from inside my pocket.
What?
I came into work, and I told Betty, I said, my phone has been messing up, man. I've got all these pictures and videos that now just they're all black or they look like nothing and I have no idea what's going on. She's like, did you have your phone on camera in your pocket? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I did. You're absolutely right. That's what I was building a deck and I guess my phone turned on.
It's almost like I'm working with my grandpa. You know, I'm like, okay, here's what you do, grandpa.
Yeah, so that's literally what happened. So if you want to see him and read the stories, we got them for you now at wayfm.com. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you gotta watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Oh.
Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you...
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix out, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1-week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Vladimir Putin.
Ooh.
He's decided that the best way to keep Russians under his leadership is just to ban from the country anyone who argues against him.
Seems logical in a dictatory kind of way.
That's why an official banning list of 25 specific Americans has been put together, so everyone knows they are not allowed should they try to enter the country.
It's weird because, like, Russia was a place, like, at one time I wanted to visit, and I have zero desire to go there at all anymore.
Yeah. The list includes many senators, business leaders, and even the Secretary of Commerce.
Okay.
It also includes Hollywood actors.
Oh, really? Like, I get the political things, like, you will not come to my country because you oppose me. Like, I get that. That was my best Vladimir
well
Putin.
Well done.
It was good.
Thank you. That's all I can do, though. but, like, actors? Like,
yes.
Celebrities? Who?
So, Sean Penn and Ben Stiller.
Oh, really? Those two guys?
Both of them made the list. Both actors have been quoted in criticizing the Russian invasion on Ukraine.
Well, who hasn't?
And on top of that, they both recently flew to Ukraine to see the devastation and help where they could.
That's interesting because they have a platform, which is good. And I love the fact that they both went there to see how they could help and raise awareness. And, you know, I'm sure they're putting money behind it, too, but other people as well. Like, that's kind of cool. But that's crazy that he, like, that's just the level that this person works on, you know, and that he's banning them. And, like, again, of all the people, those two. But I guess they're both probably, Sean Penn has been kind of politically active for quite some time, surprisingly.
Yeah, he's not one that I keep up with, but Ben Stiller.
Everyone knows Ben Stiller.
I always think of him as the funny guy.
Yeah.
Like, how can he be banned from Russia?
Maybe
what?
Just ban him because he's not as funny anymore. Maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
That'd be like the ultimate insult is to Putin. It's like, no, not because of your politics. You no longer make me laugh. You know? All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We love ourselves a little. Zach Williams, how great would it be to go to a show and have a little dinner, pre-show dinner with Zach Williams, and then enjoy the concert? Well, you have the chance to do that, and you get to pick from one of five locations that he's going to do his show at. It's called our Eat and Greet, which is a really clever name.
It is.
Because in the music business, they call them meet and greets for the artist, and so
Eat and Greet.
Get it, yeah.
So
they're actually going to have like a chef there, Paul Fields, who has, they say, world-renowned chef Paul Fields. I don't know a lot about chefs, but I do know he has a website. I looked him up, so that's pretty impressive. but I know the food's going to be great. So if you'd like to register for that, all you have to do is text the word Zach, Z-A-C-H, to 91979, and you can get in on that. But right now, in honor of that, we're going to play a little game here called Song or Sauce. Should be pretty easy. All you have to do is tell me if it is the words that I give you, are they a Zach Williams song or a hot sauce?
And you would be surprised at how similar they sound.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I didn't even know. I was like, this should be pretty easy. Then I started looking at the list and I was like, I would fail on a lot of these.
Yeah, because they're not like super obvious like this one. Old Church Choir, like, that's not a hot sauce. That's a Zach Williams song, you know? And so they're going to be a little more tricky. But if you'd like to play along with us, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We have a signed, Zach Williams signed vinyl for you, a little record.
Ooh.
There. That's what the cool kids call them today is vinyls, but it's a record. And, you know, you could win that right now. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for Zach Williams' Song or Sauce. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Blake, you are up. We are going to do a little Song or Sauce inspired by Zach Williams. Now, we're going to give you the title of a song or the title of a hot sauce. And all you have to do is tell us which is which, okay?
All right.
Do you eat a lot of hot food there, Blake?
I do at times.
Okay, well, maybe that'll help you out here. Here we go. Midnight Rider, is that a song or a sauce? What do you think?
That's a song.
That's a song. You said that very confidently. Betty Rock, do you think that's a song or a sauce?
This is a hard one because I could see it going either way. Because Midnight Rider makes you think, ooh, edgy.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous. And so spicy is dangerous. Yeah. But then again, Zach Williams is like, what, 6'10 and wears a lot of black? Like, yeah. I could see him having a song called Midnight Rider.
Well, Blake got that one right.
Hey!
It is a Zach Williams song, and he was very confident in that. So do you know a lot of Zach Williams music?
I do. I like that.
All right, here we go. Holy City, is that a song from Zach Williams or a sauce? What do you say?
Ooh. Let's go with sauce.
All right, Blake is going with sauce. Betty Rock, do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea?
I don't know, because holy makes me think Christian artist.
Right.
So I'm going to go with song.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason that Blake is playing this game. Blake is 2 for 2. Whoa! That is actually a hot sauce. So nicely done. You got 2 out of 3 right. You are a winner today, Blake.
Woo!
Hey!
You are picking up a Zach Williams signed vinyl, so you can add that to your music collection of all your Zach Williams stuff. And don't forget, if you just text the word Zach to 91979, you'll be in for that drawing to go to Zach Williams Eat and Greet, where you get to go see a show in one of 5 cities that you pick, and you get to have dinner with Zach before the show. But don't wait, we're running out of time, and you can get in on this right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. That is the one and only Strymer! To Hell with the Devil. Mm. And it's one of Betty Rock's least favorite songs that we play.
It's just so bad. Dated.
It's so good. I love it so much. Well, recently I bought a riding lawnmower because I hate mowing the lawn so much.
And I don't blame you. You had a push mower.
Yeah, and
that's
I hate
rough.
It. And I don't have a big yard, but I've always hated it. And I finally decided this is something I do every week, and I'm not enjoying it. I'm mad about it every week. Why don't I change that? And so now I'm like, cannot wait till my next time to mow. Like, I literally am like a little kid going, is it tall enough yet? So I love it. Okay, so a great purchase for me. And so I thought, we name people's inanimate objects all the time, and this is a Cub Cadet LT1, and it is black and yellow.
Did you buy this riding lawnmower just for the colors specifically? Because I know Striper wears a lot of
black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, that's all they wear. Let me see. Husqvarna makes a nice mower, but it is orange and gray.
Ooh.
So, how dare they?
Not having
terrible.
That
in my
house. Yeah, I went black and yellow. It's just cool looking. I mean, it's a good brand and everything. But we threw it out online on our Facebook page about, hey, help Wally name his mower. And you had things like Lawn Striper, which is funny.
That's good.
Yeah, Stinger, Bumblebee, because of like the Transformers, but I can't do that. Motley Cub, in keeping with your hairband theme, like instead of Motley Crue, because it's a Cub Cadet.
I
thought that was cool. Old Yeller was another one.
No, that's sad.
Yeah, well, it's going to die one day. So. I'll be sad the day I have to take my tractor out and shoot it.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, that's what happens in that one. Nacho, because it reminds me of nacho cheese. That was Kelsey's. Boo Boo, because of Yogi Bear's little buddy was a little cub.
Oh,
and so Boo Boo.
Creative.
But this is the one I would love to go with, but I can't because it's the wrong color scheme. If this was a white and black mower, like my bike is named Finn because it's a Star Wars reference because my bike is black and white. Michael said Millennium Falcon.
Wow.
That would have been a whole
run. Wrong color.
It's the wrong color scheme.
But now we know what Gavin's going to name his lawnmower.
It's such a good name, but I can't go with that. So if you have any thoughts on it, like the Cub Cadet black and yellow LT1, if that helps you out any, we got time for a couple calls. If you have a thought and it just hit you like, genius, this is what you should name your mower, we'll take them now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Rebecca, thank you for doing kind of a reverse name it and claim it here. Normally, we name inanimate objects for people, but I got a lawnmower. It's a Cub Cadet yellow and black LT1, and I'm looking for like a perfect name for it. So, do you have a thought on this?
You should totally name it Bumblebee.
Oh, like the Transformer?
Yeah.
She's like, no, just because of bumblebees. Like, I at least have to have something kind of manly with it, you know?
No, Todd's totally the Transformer.
Okay, good. Because now, if you're going to go just the bumblebee, I might would go with Shannon Hoon from the band Blind Melon, because it reminds me of their song, No Rain.
And I don't understand.
Video was all about this little girl in a bumblebee suit.
I totally remember it.
You remember that? Yeah, you and I are about the same age.
Oh, I remember the video.
So maybe the Shannon Hoon could be kind of good, too.
The Shannon Hoon.
Yeah, that's his name.
Wow.
All right, Joe, you're up. What do you think I should name my black and yellow Cub Cadet mower?
The Lemonator.
The Lemonator, like the Terminator, but it's like exactly. Yellow because it's a lemon?
Exactly.
I hope it doesn't turn out to be a lemon. I already had to fix the tire, but it wasn't a bad brand. I ran over a big, huge thorn and it punctured the tire. So
dang.
I got to get my jack out of my truck and jack it up. I got to feel like a mechanic. It was pretty great. Pretty great week for me.
What you consider great and fun is not even close to mine.
Oh, I know. That's like that. My weekend playing around with the tractor and even working on it and learning how to plug tires was like, that's a
boring.
Win.
Boring. Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.